Bose is now introducing their most advanced pilot headset ever, the new Bose A20 Aviation Headset. It provides significantly greater noise reduction than currently available, along with improved comfort, clear audio, and Bluetooth connectivity.
Hi everyone, this is Mary Grady reporting for AvWeb from AOPA Summit in Hartford, Connecticut. I'm talking with FAA Administrator Randy Babbitt. He announced today that yesterday he signed a new, signed into existence a new aviation rulemaking committee that will look at flight training. So he's going to give us some more details about that. Okay, thanks for talking with us. I just wanted to ask a couple quick questions, and my main curiosity is about this new Aviation Rulemaking Committee on Flight Instruction. Can you give me some more details on that?
Sure. What we're going to look at is the curriculums, the materials, and what are we testing? You know, when you ask a question, we want these tests to be instructive. They should be learning. I mean, we're also measuring, you know, are you getting it? But at the same time, we can actually teach people with a test, and we want to incorporate that, and that's why we've reached out to the industry and look for the participation of AOPA and others to help us refine the training.
So you're really looking at the written part of the knowledge testing as opposed to the flight test portion?
No, everything's on the table. So the curriculum of, you know, where the various components, how much ground school do you need before you get in the airplane? Is it worthwhile? You know, the order, different instructors have different techniques. And we want to find, you know, what's the best of the techniques? There's different ways to do it. You know, simulation, should we be using more simulation in our training? And if so, you know, there's a big debate on when do you introduce motion and non-motion in simulation. And so this looks at more than just basic training, too. It goes on up into, you know, your 135 operations and all the way up into 121. So it's the whole range of training and testing.
Oh, okay. So do you expect new rules to come out of this as opposed to just new techniques and methods?
Well, I think what we will look for, the ARCs typically make a recommendation, and they might recommend that we immediately develop a circular that describes some new ideas or develop further. They may propose a rule for us that we would then draft and circulate for comment. So when you put a new rule out, you know, it goes out and everybody gets a chance to, you know, look at it. But our experience has been when we develop these rules with the industry, they're pretty close to being spot on. And so they don't, you know, everybody's had their input when we wrote the rule. And so I'd look forward to that, because the more quickly we get the rule back and in place, the more quickly people benefit from it in training.
Okay, sure. And do you have a timeline on this? When the committee is supposed to report?
Well, I believe we do have some timelines. You know, people, it's interesting. They often complain to us, this sure takes a long time. Well, Congress has put in some gates of, you know, where you have to have something in the public eye for 90 days, and it has to have a comment. We have to digest it. But we think that we'll have the committee up and running after the first of the year, and typically we give them 45 to 60 days to meet and report back.
Okay, well, thanks very much. I appreciate your time.
Okay, nice to see you.